You get pushed.
Our children had, but I don't think that we did.
A push with a spike and a hole and a board are equally balanced. And just, whirligig.
Flying Jenny?
Huh?
Flying Jenny?
It was what our children had, something like that.
I guess you're right.
But I don't remember when I was.
Also, all of my childhood blends, those mature in my memory.
You remember they had wagons in back then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think, now I don't think Father ever had a wagon. Father had, when I was young, had a riding horse.
Uh-huh.
And a small conveyance, trap, what is it called? Buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Two-wheel affair. I don't think I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But I came along, Father went to town on a bicycle. I don't think he rode to town anymore. I used to ride to town. And by the way, they got a picture here of Hager Stable, not Hager, Jim Richard Stable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Off down Ellis Street, where was this? This was, I think, 800 blocks broad. But 800, and not broad, Ellis Street. 800 and, I haven't got it, Ms. Richardson. Hmm. But there's a picture of Jim Richard Stable in here, and that's where the stables were downtown. And I'd get on my horse. Oh, I went to town once a month to get a haircut on it. Tell her again, 12, 13, 14. And to go out and wait the streetcar was a nuisance. And I'd go to Hager Stable. He was a great grandfather and grandfather goes in the old days, used to leave their horses at Hager Stable when they go downtown the office. And so Mr. Hager would always leave. He was waiting for my grandfather's. I mean, once I get on my horse, said, told him the stirrup straps were wrong. He said, the Major and General Lee would never have their stirrups like that. So he had it for 2 hours. He used to go it for free. And I walk around. It was on the south side of Ellis Street on the 8th, on the 7th and 800 block. There must have been a half a dozen different stables all strewn along there. Hager's and Richard's, Lyons. And they and people leave the horses there for the day, and they had horses to rent, of course. And that's well into the, I remember Dandy Lyons had his stable there during the 1920s. You see, they went over to Aiken, and he was a veterinarian. Ed Lyons and Dandy Lyons.
Yeah, I don't know how late that was.
You remember them. Yeah. You from Mary Lyons.
Yeah.
What do you say if you want to make a horse go left?
Do what?
If you want to make the horse turn that way, what do you say?
You don't say anything.
If just put
the rein on the right.
That was not horses. That was.
That's G and Hall. Mules. That's not the mule. It's an ox.
Country.
Ox.
Uh-huh.
Ox. Yeah. Ox say G and Hall.
Well, that's mules.
Which one is which? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't driven an ox car in so many years. I've heard we didn't have oxen around here up North Carolina mountains. When we were young, there'd be these ox cars going down, where they were going down to Greenville, of course, but all in the summer, about twice a day. I think there's just a general migratory movement. Hard scrabble up there in the mountains, go down to Greenville, get a job at cotton mill.
Hmm.
But they'd ride by, ox going about 2 miles an hour. Which is G and which is home? Let's find that out.
I thought it was mules too.
I bet G is the right. What do y'all want to bet?
I think so.
Now, you think so? Well, no. G and Hall had nothing to do with horses. Now, of course.
What did you use with horses?
Whoa! Stop. Get up. Allez! The French horses, you want the French. We got them, our drivers, they'll go so far as they say, Allez, and horses.